From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council holds urgent talks on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, artillery fire, flattened buildings leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accuses Russia of barbarism. Speaking to reporters, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was critical of the use of bunker-busting bombs in civilian areas.
The use of bunker-busting bombs brings the violence to new depth of barbarity. Let us remember, the fighting has forced the hospitals and schools to operate in basements. These bombs are not busting bunkers. They are demolishing ordinary people looking for any last refuge of safety.
Ban Ki-moon. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday his government has to do more work before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. The leader of the Islamic jihadist group Boko Haram appeared in a video posted on social media Sunday saying he is in good health. The man purported to be Abu Bakr Shekau spoke in a 40-minute video denying statements by the Nigerian army that he had been seriously wounded. The video was released on YouTube and was dated September 25th. This is VOA News. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. The attack took place in Paktika province, adjacent to the Pakistani border. Rais Khan, also known as Azam Tariq, and his son were among those reported killed in the overnight attack. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has blown himself up in Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 19. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Sunday in the Iskan neighborhood, a mostly Shiite district. The Miami Marlins baseball team's has pitcher Jose Fernandez was killed in a boating accident. Michael Hill is the president of operations for the Marlins.
I don't know if there's words to express, you know, how I feel. It's a tremendous loss. And my heart goes out to his family.
The U.S. Coast Guard says the 24-year-old Fernandez was one of 3 people killed Sunday in a boat crash off Miami Beach. Officials say the 10-meter boat they were in had a severe impact with a rock jetty. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and a black man who was shot to death Tuesday. 2 videos from body cameras and a dashboard camera were released on Saturday.
No justice, no peace!
Meanwhile, a 5th day of protests against the incident was largely peaceful. Protesters chanted outside a football game in Charlotte. A 20-year-old suspect arrested in connection with a shooting spree at a mall in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington is being held without bond Sunday. Arkan Setin, a Turkish immigrant, was apprehended Saturday following a manhunt. Investigators are trying to find out what motivated the shooting. He allegedly shot 4 women and 1 man in a Macy's store inside the Cascade Mall in the town of Burlington. He faces 5 counts of first-degree murder. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump face off in the first of 3 nationally televised debates Monday in Hempstead, New York. The Clinton-Trump showdown is likely to be one of the most watched events of the U.S. presidential campaign. Meanwhile, the 2 candidates planned meetings Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Time is running out for the U.S. Congress to keep the government open and fully functioning. Federal spending authority expires at midnight on Friday. So far, Democrats and Republicans in Congress have been unable to agree on a temporary funding extension. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.